an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents a voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with unforgettable, ever-insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real-life journeys. This is a show about everything, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's guest, the founder and president of Women's Radio and Women's Calendar, Pat Lynch. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. You know, if we're not living up to what Life Changes is all about, I don't know who is, because I keep saying, oh, this is exciting because we're trying this out today, or we're growing this way, or today we've got something else going. And today we've got two people that are huge in radio. Actually, four people if you count Mark and I. But this is exciting because we've got with us our guest, of course, Pat Lynch, who is, just like Mark said, the president and founder of Women's Radio and Women's Calendar. And that's going to be exciting to have that conversation with her, as why she got started and how she got started. And since I know Pat, a couple things that I want to bring out in this conversation that I think are going to be really apropos to a lot of people out there. I know are. And then we've also got Tracy Bartram. And I laugh because she makes me laugh. And so even just thinking about saying her name already makes me laugh. But she hasn't just made me laugh over the time that I've known her. She's made millions of people laugh. She's one of the biggest names on radio in Australia. I know I don't say that right. You'll get to hear her say it in a little bit, I'm sure, in her wonderful accent. But she was on 94.5 FM. She was on ABC's, actually all of ABC Studios networks throughout Melbourne and Perth and all that. So a lot of people know her out there, and she's big out there, and she's coming in the United States. Watch out, folks. Even more than she has been. So it's exciting to have her with us, and she's going to be joining us later on with Mark for our producer's wrap at the end of our interview with Pat Lynch. So that's exciting, and that's another Life Changes for us. And it's kind of fun, too, because Tracy's like my sister from another mister. And no offense, Mom, it's just a matter of speech. And then, of course, Mark's like my brother from another mother. So the whole family's here. You know, this is a great time for the world, as a lot of people say. And I believe that. But it's a great time for me, especially today, because this weekend I became liberated. I became conscious of being liberated in so many ways. I feel like a liberated man. And I think maybe I was channeling our guest, Pat, who because of a conversation her and I once had on a stage, actually, in Santa Barbara. I was reminded of that conversation right while something was happening to me, or at least I was conscious of something happening to me this weekend. I went to a party. Now, that's not a big deal in and of itself. But at this party, it was actually a kind of an odd party. And in this house, there were different rooms where it just happened to be people were having different kinds of conversations. And I didn't know really anybody at the party except for a friend that I went with. But I kind of went around listening to the different conversations and participating in the various different conversations. And the conversations varied from deep spirituality and esoteric subjects to philosophy and literature, and another conversation was about history and politics. I liked it so much that I think I want to have a party where in one room there's a sign that says you talk about this in this room and you talk about this in this room, and people can go from room to room, because it was kind of schizophrenic, actually, if you ask me. But it was fun. It was, and I was the only one that I think experienced this, because I, again, not really knowing anybody, kind of wanted to walk around and get to know people. In the kitchen, of all places, was the conversation about sex and sexuality. And at that conversation, I started acting silly, like I didn't know a lot of the things that were being discussed. Sadly, I didn't know a lot of the things that were being discussed, but I knew enough that I knew that I was being silly and being fun and pretending to be embarrassed or shy or what have you. And it made everybody that I could tell and laugh in the conversation. And we were having such a great time with my silliness, and so was I. But this is the part where the liberation part comes in. It was so silly, and obvious, it seemed so funny to people because they were laughing and they were having a great time. I heard somebody say underneath their breath to somebody else, that guy, hold on, I wrote it because I thought it was awesome. I can't find my notes now. That guy is either, oh, here it is. He's either really brilliant and knows what he's doing, or he's really that stupid. And they're laughing at me, in other words. And I wanted, for a second, I wanted to tell them how brilliant I really was to be making them laugh and you know, whatever. But it lasted a second. And then I didn't care. And then I went back to the silliness. And then I just went back to having fun. In that second, I wanted to say to them, had you heard me in the philosophical conversation, or had you known me in the political or historical conversations, you might have thought, wow, that guy's really smart. Or that guy's probably really boring because he's really technical, or he's whatever. But they wouldn't have thought I was silly and stupid. And the thing is that I felt liberated in the fact that I didn't care. I didn't care what they thought. It didn't matter if they thought I was silly. It didn't matter if the people in the other conversations thought I was smart or the other ones thought I was eloquent. It didn't matter. I was there to have a good time. And all of a sudden, I had a good time. And so did seemingly everybody in each of those conversations, because I wasn't worried about what are they thinking about me. And interestingly, as soon as I stopped worrying or recognized the fact that I wasn't worried about what are they thinking about me, I started seeing how almost everybody else seemed to be worried about what are we thinking about them. So I wanted to say in this conversation here today that I wish everybody could be liberated like that, so we can all stop worrying about what each other's thinking about us and actually start having a real conversation and have it be real fun. And with that, we're going to have a real conversation and have some real fun with Pat Lynch right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, I am Filippo, and I am having fun, and I feel like the whole family is here, and my friends are on, and we're having a great time, and of course, you're all listening, and I'm going to tie in what I said during the monologue about the conversation being had in the kitchen as soon as we bring Pat on, because I know she's going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Our guest, in 1969, when she was 2.5, I would say, already was serving as the press secretary for a U.S. senator and congressman, and founded her first advertising agency in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, our guest was the first woman to begin an advertising agency single-handed in the South, and by 1977, she had been listed twice in the world's Who's Who of women, and most recently in the International Who's Who and Strathmore's Who's Who. In 1996, she began Women's Online Media and Education Network, which produces women's radio, in order to give women a greater voice. Women's radio, a converging medium, had its beginning on the web as a rich content website provider for women leaders, and that's womensradio.com. And now she's got womenscalendar.org, and growing from there. We welcome to the show Pat Lynch.
Hi, Filippo. It's so nice to be with you again.
Always nice to be with you, too. Do you know the conversation that I'm referring to about the conversation in the kitchen versus the conversation in the living room?
I just love that story. I'll tell you that of all the people I know, you are definitely one of the most welcoming people. You let other people feel comfortable. And I know what you're talking about. And I think a lot of us go to parties and meetings and a lot of things where we don't feel very welcomed. And it makes us initially feel like, where am I? Am I in the right place? How do I affect other people? But it's so much fun when you can get out of that. And I think it's interesting that you had the observation of being in that situation, but also out of that situation. You're right. I think that's enlightenment.
Well, thank you. I don't know that I would go quite that far yet. Haven't levitated yet, but I thank you nonetheless. Well, I was thinking I was channeling your enlightened moment when you were sharing with me on stage a year or so ago, in front of a live audience. We were talking about the conversation in the South back when you were a little girl or a young lady, happening in the kitchen, which is where the women were supposed to be and stay, and the conversations that you wanted to be a part of, which were in the living room or dining room where the men were, right? Talking about business.
Yes, that's right. So I used to go hide behind the stuffed chairs and so I could hear what was going on in the living room.
And the funny thing to me it's not really funny, actually. Well, let's start here. Why did you want to listen to what was going on in the living room?
It just seemed more interesting to me rather than discussions about people's family and children. And it sounded more like gossip, I guess, to me in the kitchen, where it sounded like we were moving the earth in the living room. So I've always actually been drawn to those kind of conversations that are about moving things forward.
Now, Pat, I know you, and I know you have a daughter that actually works with you at Women's Radio, and a husband that you love, and you all. So you're a family person. It's not that we're against the family, but it was like it was a gossip kind of thing, and there was conversations about business going on in the living room. Now, the interesting thing to me that I pointed out on stage, and we talked about, I really want to bring it here to our show, is this: that you were not only criticized by the men for having that interest, you were criticized by the very women for leaving the kitchen and having that conversation, or wanting to hear that conversation in the other room.
And Filippo, it didn't end there either. As I grew up, I was reminded over and over again that I really just didn't do things quite right. Like you were, like kind of the conversation you were talking about at the party. I remember after I graduated from college and I roomed with three other women my age. And they actually told me that I really shouldn't work as hard as I did, that women should only work until they could find a husband.
Wow.
That sounds like, you know, it was like 200 or 300 years ago, and it wasn't that far.
Wow. So what do you say to that then?
Well, like a lot of people, just like you did, you have to have a conversation with yourself on the inside. And ask yourself, is that true for me? And you have to learn to be good at listening to yourself. And that's not your little self. That's your big self. So I had to figure out that what was true for them just wasn't true for me. And if I had to be different, I had to be different. And tell you the truth, and I'm sure this happens for lots and lots of people, I had to come to grips with this several times in my life. Up until I think about age 33, and even after that, about who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? And I think that those are the questions that we really all have to ask ourselves.
Wow. You know, and you say the big self and the little self. Could you just talk to that for just a second longer?
Well, I think the little self in the sense of the ego, the person in the kitchen that wondered if someone was laughing at them. But the big self, the person that says, I'm obviously doing exactly what I came to do and I'm enjoying myself, that you trust what you're actually doing. You trust yourself, what's going on for you.
Well, you know, Pat, when you were doing this, I know sometimes it's hard to believe that I used to think a certain way about certain things. And for that matter, used to think a certain way about myself, as I talked about in the monologue at the beginning. It's hard to believe that I used to think of myself any other way. So for some people to go way back, yes, it seems like it would have been 200 years ago, but it wasn't. It wasn't that long ago. And there are still people who might think that way. So this is all before Oprah, and this is all before like a Tracy Bartram in Australia. I mean, this is all before this stuff. So has it changed, first of all?
Well, at least I hang out with people that don't think that way anymore. That's really good. And, you know, as you get older and you get lines in your face and you get a certain kind of credibility, people will listen. They may not agree, but they don't disagree like they did when I was younger. And it isn't just being a woman. You know, there was a lot of prejudice, and maybe there still is. I think my daughter would say there still is for people who are younger that aren't taken seriously. It really frosts my daughter because her voice sounds small, but she has a lot of knowledge. And I try really, really diligently to include in the work that I do, a lot of people from a lot of cultural backgrounds, a lot of different age groups. I really believe that we come out with a lot better decisions when we include more people with more diversity of thought.
Excellent. And so, Pat, since you've been down this path for a long time before there was a voice with women using it, rather, before women got to use their voice in a big way in the media, I should say, because obviously women's lib and before that, the voting and all of that. But you've seen some major changes and you've known the people that have helped usher some of those changes, like Oprah and like a couple of the other people that we've talked about. So could you just share some of those changes, how they come about, and how we could use that kind of process to change things today?
Well, I was getting prepared, actually, for a talk I'm going to be giving tomorrow at Silicon Valley chapter of the National Association of Women Business Owners. And I was discussing the fact that we are riding on the shoulders of everyone else. You're doing the same thing. There have been people in your life that have encouraged you and brought you where you are. And certainly for women, it's, I guess, maybe very easy to see that people like Oprah, people like Gloria Steinem, Shirley Chisholm, and the list goes on and on. These people stepped out and spoke up when women didn't do that. And they did things, they were given opportunities to do things, and they took those opportunities, and they stepped up to the plate. And I do believe that right now, a lot more women are being asked to step up to the plate. And for that matter, Filippo, more men are asked to step up to the plate the way you're stepping up to the plate, reaching out, being open-minded, having creative conversations with men and with women. And I think that that's what's going on right now. And I'm blessed to have had all the people in my life, mentors, both men and women. I was just thinking, when I began my agency in Atlanta, Judy Woodruff was a reporter at Channel 5 TV in Atlanta.
Wow.
And there were no other women reporters at that time, in Atlanta at least, and there weren't very many in the country. And then she was asked to work as a reporter for Channel 5 in the presidential race and followed Jimmy Carter around. And she apparently did such a good job, Jimmy Carter asked for her to be assigned by NBC to call on the White House. And so that began Judy Woodruff's rise. So it's very interesting, as you're pointing out, to have been in the media part when things were just beginning for women in media. It's really true. And it's still just happening.
Still just happening. So where do you see the big changes happening from here?
Well, hopefully we're a part of that. I think that the internet has made it possible for people to have a voice. And I see more and more and more women stepping up to the plate, and it's becoming easier and easier for them. So you don't hear them whining and complaining about how hard the technology is and that they don't want to do it. They realize for the sake of their businesses, they really have to do that. And it isn't that hard anymore either. It's gotten easier and easier. So I think that more and more women are coming to the internet. I still do believe that the broadcast media, terrestrial radio and television, are still not reaching out to women. And it's still basically run by men who think that they know. And I really just get a kick out of reading stories about people like Randy Michaels, who's head of a large and was head of a large chain of radio stations and sold out and now starting again, who thinks he knows what women want. And the truth is, if you say that to women, they'll say, well, did anybody ask? And if you say that to men, they say, gee, I don't know what women want. I think this or I think that. And I think that terrestrial radio and television is going to go through some big changes. And I think that probably women will help that, and it'll happen because of their entry into broadcasting using the internet.
Wow. And so when you're saying, I hope or I trust that we're a part of that, you're of course talking about womensradio.com.
Yes, I am. And then now we're starting many, many more vertical content sites where women and also good men can lend their voices. We still are going after a large audience of women leaders. These are women largely 40 to 65 who are either entrepreneurs or executives in corporations, or they're leading not-for-profits or other entities. So these are women with a considered opinion, a lot of experience behind them, and the ability now to put their voices forth. And these are the women that we are going after as an audience, as well as encouraging them to come on and have a radio program or be a guest, etc.
And you know, Pat, we're coming up to a break here in a little bit, but I just have to ask you, I know you and I have talked about this several times, and I think it'd be interesting for other people to hear your answer about YouTube and videos and how people want to watch things, and yet you're still saying, well, you're saying there is a solution for that on women's radio, but you're also saying women want to hear.
Well, I've always been really impressed with the information that a lot of people have provided for me about how we take in information. And I'm sure that you, because you demonstrate this all the time, you know, stories are the things that influence us the most. And stories come about because people tell stories. So really, a lot of how we're influenced to make decisions is by what we hear more than what we see. Not that video can't have a tremendous impact on people. But really, people need to hear stories to make changes in their life. So it's still a very, very powerful medium.
Well, okay. Well, I'm glad that you are part of the power behind that powerful medium. And that your daughter is too. I like the combination of the younger generation stepping in, and I know that she has influence over some of what happens.
Indeed she does, and we all work together very, very well. We are completely different, and everything I like to do, she doesn't necessarily like to do. And as you point out with your story about the party, we come to this party, Women's Radio, each of us enjoying doing different things. And so we really try and let everybody do what they're really good at. And it's clear, Filippo, that you enjoy doing what you're doing. You're really good at it. And I really enjoy being here with you.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm enjoying doing this with you, but I'm feeling a vibe, or I'm just thinking that, you know, we've never done this before. We've never had two powerful women, both in radio at the same time, doing amazing things in each own country and in each other's right. And knowing Tracy's personality, I bet she is chomping at the bit to say something. So I'm going to say, let's cut to a break. And when we come back, I would love to have to hear you and Tracy, both you and your accents. The both of you is going to be hysterical to begin with. But I'm sorry to say it that way. You know what I mean. But let's hear... Let's hear what the two of you women have to say to each other and all of us when we come back right after this with Pat Lynch and Tracy Bartra.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, FILIPPO.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo, and I am so happy to be part of Life Changes with Filippo because I get to have fun with all of our great guests and producers and guests and all kinds of fun stuff. And today we've had Pat Lynch on the show, who is the president and founder, actually, of Women's Radio and now Women's Calendar. And we've also so we've been talking about that. And if you want to learn more about Pat, you can go to www.womensradio.com. And actually, you can be a part of it. You can actually have a show of your own. We'll talk to Pat about that in just a moment. You can also go to womenscalendar.org. We'll talk to Pat about that, too, because that's a place where more and more women are going to learn and to grow and to support each other and each other's events and functions. We have also had the pleasure of having with us Tracy Bartram, who is in Australia right now. This is so exciting because we're touching a couple different continents. And she's been listening in on the conversation, and we're so grateful she's with us because she's another person who's big on radio. As a matter of fact, most of you who know her from Fox FM in Australia. and so... So without further ado, I actually would like to bring everybody on at once and have Pat and Tracy say hello to each other.
Hi, Pat. Hi, Filippo.
Hey, Tracy. It's so nice to be here with you.
Oh, you too. And I've got to say, I really enjoyed your conversation with the beautiful Filippo, who is my brother from another mother.
and, you know, it's a coincidence in a way. We've been wanting to play like this with Tracy for a while, and we've been wanting Pat on the show for a while. And because we tried videotaping last week and blah, 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 we weren't able to have. So all of this to say, the two of you ending up here on the same show at the same time, to me, is not a coincidence. And so I wouldn't be true to Life Changes if we didn't change things up right in the middle and say, Tracy, having listened to what Pat has been saying all this time and having you been on radio all this time in such a big way, what would you say to each other at this point?
Well, I was fascinated, Pat, with you saying that you were listening, hiding behind the stuffed chairs when your parents had people over and you wanted to listen to the men and the women were in the kitchen, because, I mean, I didn't grow up in a house like that because my dad was a drunk. So they never discussed politics, and my parents were English. So they're very different people. They never discussed religion, sex, politics or money. So there was nothing else to talk about. So, you know, I discovered everything I know about the world by leaving home and finding out with the School of Hard Knocks. So I was fascinated to hear how you grew up and wanted to be political. My politics have always come from being funny and making a sandwich out of a funny sandwich with a political message in the middle, because that's how I've always delivered it. And just fascinating to hear your story, Pat. I really, really enjoyed just listening to your journey. It was wonderful.
Well, don't you think that all of our journeys are absolutely perfect for each of us to give the gift that we've come to give?
Yeah, and I love the divine intervention of us being able to do this, and so grateful to Filippo and Mark, his wonderful producer, for bringing this together. But I wanted to say to you that something I wrote down when you were talking about the women criticising you, and I had this saying now that women tend to eat their own young these days in the media. I just don't understand it. It seems that we've gone backward a bit, and particularly in this country. I mean, Australia is a wonderful country, but more and more I'm seeing that really good, strong women are being they're being relegated back to the laughing girl status, where, you know, they sit there and laugh at the funny guy. And I had a situation not that long ago where I was actively pursued to do a commercial radio show, and they were adamant that I had to have a male co-host. The idea of having a female co-host or even being able to do the show on my own, which I've done for the last 5 years with the ABC, didn't occur to them. But there was not one woman involved in the selection process, Pat. And when I wrote down the fact that, you know, you're fascinated too with the fact that, you know, with terrestrial radio, there are all these boys, because then a lot of them aren't men, and they don't know what women want, but they think they know what we want, but they don't ask us what we want. So they put it together and it fails, and then they blame the talent. It's extraordinary.
You're so right. It's absolutely true. And I think that's another use of the internet. There's so much information available, and the more that women will use it and speak up, eventually some of those guys are going to hear what's really true. I think a lot of it will happen after we have race past them tremendously. But hopefully we're not going to leave people like Filippo out, because you're just too much fun, Filippo. We don't want to leave you behind.
He's so gorgeous. But it's such a fantastic thing to be able to do this. And I think you're right that the whole world has changed. And we know, well, in Australia at least, that the whole radio landscape has changed, and the fact that less and less people are listening to traditional radio because they're getting their needs met on the internet with podcasts and listening to shows like this. And they don't have to listen to this really banal, sexist radio that still continues on a lot of the commercial networks. You know, the outmoded idea that the only way you can do radio is to have a male and a female jibing at each other and being cruel. You know, I had one executive say to me, look, just, you know, it's really important to know, because you're sober now, because you know, you don't drink anymore, have you still got it? Because I don't want beige. And I just thought that was
wow.
Cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing, Filippo, the fact that, you know, I've been a professional comedian for 22 years, and I've been sober for 9, and I haven't stopped working. but here's this guy thinking that, you know, can it possibly work if you're not hungover?
and that's exactly the kind of thing that, Pat, you've been fighting.
Well, apparently we all have been fighting it, each in our own way, and I really feel a little encouraged, you know, kind of like you were excited when you realized that you really didn't need those people to either think you were funny or accept you or whatever. I think that a lot of us are coming into a place where we're going is more important than who likes us. And we're just, more and more of us are getting on the train and going forward. And that's where I want to be. I like that feeling. And for those other people, they can just take the car in the rear.
Pat, have you... excuse me?
That's hilarious. That's painful.
that just threw me off the track. Have you spent, Pat, any time with Sandra and Kim Yancey of eWomen Network?
Yes, I have.
Oh, okay. You know, because there's another network of women, eWomen Network, obviously, but there too, when I got an opportunity, I thought I was going to interview Sandra Yancey, who is of course the founder of eWomen Network, but she wanted her husband Kim Yancey to be a part of the interview, and he was such an important part of this, and I loved how she said, we don't hate men, and we're not saying they're not important. This is eWomen Network because and she went on to, you know, say all the things that you're saying, that women need this, but we don't need this outside of men per se. We just need this.
Of course. That sounds fantastic, Filippo. Can I just mention something about Abigail Disney? Are you aware of who she is?
I am.
Yes.
You are, Pat?
Yes.
I had the pleasure of meeting her when she came to Australia, because I completely agree with what you say there, Filippo, that, you know, we don't want to do things outside of men. We love men. Men are wonderful, and we want to work with wonderful men who don't think that we are second-class citizens because we have breasts. And Abigail Disney came to Australia to promote her philanthropic work, but she spoke to the men and said, if we want to change the world, we're going to change it with the men. We need you to step up for us. And my 17-year-old boy was in the audience, and she said, we need you to step up for us so that when you are invited to a stag party and the stripper turns up, you leave. You actually walk away and say, this is not okay. We don't want our women represented like this. And she said, it's going to change with the young men like you, Filippo, that it's changing with you, that there are men your age who would not have women on this show because they want to do the big blokey thing, whereas, you know, your show is so refreshing and dynamic. It doesn't matter what our gender is. It's about the topic of conversation. So I think it's just fantastic to hear this, but to know that women like Abigail Disney are putting this forward in their own philanthropic work, and, you know, and it's coming from the States. So it's changing. It's just changing slowly. But with the internet, it's viral, and it's exciting and fast.
Thank you, Tracy, for that. And actually, Pat has invited me on many occasions to participate in the women's in women's radio, and I would love to if we can find a way to make it work with what we're doing. I'm sure we will. But thank you for that. And Pat, tell us a little bit about what kind of programming you have now. The kind of hosts and how other people can get involved with your network.
Oh, thanks. A lot of the women, as I mentioned earlier, that we have as hosts, a lot of them fall into the same group that we went after as an audience. So that would seem kind of logical. So a lot of our hosts and our audience are above 40. Not entirely. It's not 100% true. And some of our hosts are younger than 40. Kimberly and Alexandra that do the fitness show, I believe, are well under 40. But I don't think that the age is as important as the content. And so we did a lot of research 15 years ago when we got started and figured out that a lot of our audience would also fall into a group called the cultural creatives. And this is a term that Paul Ray coined in some research that he did. And there's a book by that title that he and his wife, Sherry Anderson, created. I'd like to encourage everybody to get it and read it. And it defines us by our culture, by what we value. So the cultural creatives value human rights, women's rights, the environment. They certainly care about business. They're very eclectic. They care about relationships, et cetera, et cetera. So we took that long list and we utilized that in weighing what people come on to women's radio as host. And of course, whatever it is that you put out, that's what you get back. That's especially true in radio and television. So we use that as a guide in attracting hosts with content that falls in those areas, and consequently,